Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Yud Aleph. We left off on the last couple of words on daf Yud Amid Beis at the two dots on the last line of the page. Today, the majority of Amid Aleph is going to talk about the dinim of kmitza, exactly how the kmitza is done. We're going to start with the discussion that the Mishnah mentions three different examples of how you might have something that comes up in your kometz that doesn't belong. It's going to talk about a pebble and some salt and some lavona. So the Gemara is going to discuss why we need three different examples to tell me the same issue, the same problem, that you have something that doesn't belong in the kmitza. But then we're going to go on to discuss the actual process of kmitza, how a person sticks his hands into the flour, exactly how much flour, how he bends his fingers over his hand in order to take the right amount of flour, how he smooths out the flour that's sticking out on the sides. And then the Mishnah is going to the Mishnah in the middle of Amid Aleph is going to continue that discussion of kmitza, but then we're going to move on to discuss Lavona as well, because the Mishnah tells us that if not only if you're Marbe B'Shemen or Chaser B'Shemen, but if you're Chiser Lavonasa, it's possible as well. So we're going to have a through machlokas how much Lavona needs to be left over still b'shas Akhtara in order for the Akhtara to be kosher, and we're going to discuss whether that machlokas is by Lavona brought with the Karban Mincha or even by Lavona brought independently, brought by itself, and what if you set aside two kmitzos of Lavona and one was lost before the kmitza, so is that considered yes, or is that considered that you have extra? So essentially two topics. We have how to do the kmitza, and then we have discussions about having too much, too little Lavona. So let's begin the daf we're holding out again at the bottom line of daf Yudam and Beis. Two dots. Kamatz v'alu biyadu tzror o gargar melech o korot Lavona possible. If you do kmitza, but what comes up in your hand, in addition to the flour and the oil that's supposed to come up in your hand, you also have some piece of Lavona, rock or a piece of salt, so then the kmitza is going to be possible. Now a rock or a piece of salt, that doesn't belong at all when it comes up in your hand. But Lavona is part of the Karban Mincha. The typical Karban Mincha has three ingredients. It has the flour, it's got the oil, it's got the Lavona. So Rashi points out over here, Okorot Lavona Pasul, Mipnei Sha'akometz Chaser Kidei Makom Akoret. The reason it's Pasul is because that piece of Lavona is taking up valuable space that should be taken up by flour or oil. Meaning you need to have a full sheer kmitza of flour and oil. When you have Lavona in there, it's Mimela, it means you don't have enough flour or oil because of the space that the Lavona is taking up. So asks Rashi, Vim Tomar, Ketzad Kometz, V'ala Lavona Ala Mincha Yi, D'chziv, Kala Lavona, Asher Ala Mincha. The way a Mincha works is you have the flour, the oil, and then you top it off with Lavona. So how are you supposed to take a Kemitza without getting any Lavona? The Lavona is on the top of the whole Mincha. Says Rashi, Tshuva L'davar, I have an answer. Kisha Kometz, Misalik Lavona Kulu L'tzalechot, V'kometz Tzolot Me'emtza, Hakli. When you do the kmitza, you first move all of the Lavona over to one side, and then you take the kmitza from the Emtza Hakli. So it sounds like Rashi is giving Tshuva L'davar. This is a chiddush that Rashi says. The truth is, though, this is beferish in a Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Sota. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, tells us the normal procedure of how a Karban Mincha is brought, because in that context we're discussing a Minchas Knaos, the Mincha V'Sota, so we're contrasting the rules of Mincha V'Sota with a regular Mincha, so it describes how you do a regular mincha, and it says you top it off with the Lavona, then you move all the Lavona to the side, and then you take the kmitza. So it doesn't really seem like Rashi is telling us much of a chiddush. This is a beferish gemara. However, there is a Taurus Kohanim, a Medrash Taurus Kohanim, that tells us that someone who's nosing the Lavona al mitzasa shel mincha, that's the way it's supposed to be put. The Lavona is not supposed to be over the entire mincha meikara, and then you move it over like the Brisa said. The Lavona only goes over part of the Mincha, and then you take from the other part. So it sounds like, according to the Taurus Kohanim, the Tshuva L'davar is different than what Rashi says, and different than what the Gemara says in Maseches Sotah. So in the Sefer Taurus HaKodesh, he's Miyashev the Gemara with the Taurus Kohanim. He says the Nesinas HaLavona could be either on part of the Mincha, or over the entire Mincha. That's what the Taurus Kohanim is being Mechadesh. You don't need to start with Lavona over the entire Mincha. That may be one of the options, and that's what the Braisa was talking about. So really there are two possibilities of how it could work out. There's Rashi's possibility: if you choose to cover the entire Mincha with Lavona, then you're going to have to move the Lavona over. But then there's the other possibility that you only cover part of the Karban Mincha With Lavona. Tosos also asks a different question over here. Tosos raises the issue in Dibra Maskel Kometz. Why does the Mishnah talk about when a rock comes up in the Kometz and that passels the Kmitza, because the Kmitza is Chaser. If the rock stays in the Shirayim, it should passel the Mincha because the Shirayim is Chaser. Meaning, obviously, that rock got in there and it took up some of the space that the Isaruna flower was supposed to take up. So maybe you don't have any Sarin a flower because of that rock. So that should have the same din as a mincha that became chaser before the kmitza, and you never refilled it, where everyone agrees. There was a whole machlokas, can you refill it if it becomes chaser? But everyone agrees if you don't refill it and it's chaser, that it's going to be pasul. So Tosa says that normally the isaron is not exactly correct, meaning we don't do exactly one isaron. We'll do an isaron and change. So if you have a little rock in the shirayim, not a problem. You definitely have the full shear of Isaron of flour as well, because they would go a little over the shear of an exact Isaron. So if it's Chaser Ma'at, it's not a big deal. In the Teferis Yisrael and the Taras HaKadosh, they don't even understand Tosas Kasha. The Kemitza was done in a Kli Shares where they would pour the Isaron of Kemach. So even if there was a rock in there, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's not a full Isaron. How do you know that rock came in together with the flour? Maybe the rock fell into the kli after you put the flour into the kli. So even the kasha of Tosos, they weren't so enthralled with. But anyway, says Gemara, kol ani lamli. Why do I need three examples of Lavona and Melach and Tsrar, Tsricha? If it only would have told me about a rock, a rock is never part of a korban. That's always something external that made its way in. But melech, which is a part of every korban, you always bring melech on a korban. So I may think that it's kosher if it's in the kmitza. And if it would have mentioned melech, that's because melech was never part of this korban mincha when you originally made the mincha. The mincha is flour, oil, lavona. Ava lavona, the ikva badi mincha meyakara, emet is kasher. But lavona, which is part of the mincha to begin with, I would think that would be kasher. So kamash malan. That's why it has to tell me that all three of these things are going to be a problem. So the Gemara, when it says melech de basakrava, emet is kasher, the Gemara holds that the svara to be machshir kometz that has melech is because the melech is part of the kometz, that it wouldn't be considered chaser, it would be considered like part of the kometz. So Sfasemes just points out that the kometz has to be from solus of the mincha. L'chor, the melech is not part of the solus of the mincha. So how can you consider it part of the kometz? Who cares that it's niktar ima kometz, that you happen to burn melech together with the kometz? But the melech isn't the kometz. The kometz is only the solus. So says Sfasemes. So we see it must be that they would put melech al kola mincha, not only on the kometz. That melech became something that they would put over the entire mincha even before the kmitza, which is the sheet of the Bar Tanura in the third parak of Maseches Menachos. So melech is a chelik of the mincha and therefore can become part of the kometz when you do the kmitza. It's not just that after you take the kmitza you sprinkle melech over it before you burn it. No, melech was already there, it was already part of it. That's how the Sfasemes understands. Says Gemara Vayter, Mesha Amra kometz hachoser o ayeser puzzle, that if you have a kmitza that's chaser yeser, that has too much, too little, too much, that's going to be possible. So, my iri mishum chaser yeser. Why do we have to say that it's only possible because of chaser yeser? Typically, mishum chatzitza. Shouldn't it be possible anyway because there's a chatzitza? Meaning, if there's a rock in your hand, so there's a rock between your hand and the kmitza. So, isn't that a problem of chatzitza? So, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah minatzad. No, the rock may not be between your hand and the flower. It may be off on the side, that if you're holding your hand like this, so the rock may be right there on the side where it's not actually in between your hand and the flower. So says the Gemara, Amale Abaye L'Rava Ketzad Komtzin. So actually, before we even get to that, so Rashi tells us over here when the Gemara says that anyway, shouldn't it be a chatzitza? So Rashi tells us, and we know chatzitzas posalus b'kachim. We know that chatzitza posals kachim. Kedim furish bizvachim, because that's a Beferish Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chav Dalet. So the Briska Rav points out that L'chara there are two totally separate dinim of Chatzitza, and it seems that Rashi's confusing one for the other. The Briska Rav points out there's a Psul Chatzitza that passes by Kachim in general. That's Zvachim Daf Chav Dalet. That's the Gemara Rashi's referring to. But then there's another din by Kmitza that it has to be Dafka B'yodo Ayemanis Shel HaKohen, that it's got to be in the Kohen's right hand, and one of the conditions of this din is that nothing should be chotzeitz between the kometz and the yad of the Kohen. And Biskrov says a couple of important nafkaminas. By din chatzitza, it says by kachim, the regular din chatzitza, the sheet of the Ravid in the 10th parak of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, is that dafka chatzitza, the size of sholosh al sholosh etzba'os, is going to pass. Now clearly, B'yado Shel Kohen, the Gemara is making the assumption, you don't need a chatzitza of sholosh al sholosh etzba'os. The tiny rock, a tiny korach al levona, is enough to passel. Second, he says, the chatzitza that passels by kachim is a psul in the avoda, but the yad of the kohen that's required for kmitza, the chatzitza is a chisaron in yado shel kohen, meaning it's not a psul in the avoda, it's just ki'ilu you did the avoda with a kli and not biyad, because you don't have the yado shel kohen. So in Sfasemes, he brings a raya from our Gemara that by kachim, the chatzitza passels minatori even b'mashu, because l'chara, this is a very big chiddush, that such a thing is going to be a chatzitza. We have dinim of chatzitza, the first part of Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara tells us very clearly what are the rules of chatzitza. Mida araisa, ruba umakbid alav chotzeitz. When it's something that covers the majority and it's something you don't want there, it's going to be a chatzitza. Mida rabanan, rubo omakbid. One or the other, either rubo she'en omakbid or a miyut hamakbid is going to be enough to be a chatzitza on a derabanan level. We have a minog, Rama writes that we try to remove all chatzitzos, even if it's a miyut she'en omakbid, but that's not even a chatzitza midrabanan, that would be gzera l'gzera. That's not even a chatzitza midrabanan, that's just a minog. That's why we make sure a woman, before she goes to the mikvah, make sure she takes off everything, even if her nails are perfectly manicured, and you could argue it's a miyut she'en omakbid, but still we take it off. That's the minhag of that Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch. But l'chora, this breaks all the rules. One little korach shalavona, one little pub, the coin doesn't care. He's ain't a makbid. And it's a miyut. So says Vasemes, apparently when it comes to chatzitza by kachim, all the rules of chatzitza don't apply. Ooh, but according to the Briska Rav, no, that's not a din. By chatzitza of kachim, all the rules of chatzitza may still apply. Over here it's different, because this isn't a regular din chatzitza we're talking about. This is the din of yad. That's an entirely different din, and by Yadu Shel Kohen we don't have any of these dinim of Rubo Miyut v'chulei. So that's how that's the ha'ara that they have. Okay, so says the Gemara. So why isn't it a chatzitza? We said minatzat. So Amalei Abai L'Rava Ketzat Komtzin. How do you do kmitza? Amalei Ketekamtzinchi. You know the way people take a handful of things, and says Rashi Mashma B'Kolat Bos, makes it sound like he asks how do you do kmitza? It's a whole handful with all five fingers. Say Isvei. He says, wait a second. When we have a brisa, and this is quoted at the beginning of Maseches Ksubos as well, that goes through the functionality of each of the five fingers. The Gemara over there discusses why are the five fingers separate from each other. So the more famous answer that's quoted in Ksubos, the Gemara doesn't discuss over here. Right? It talks about the fingers are rounded off at the top, so that if you're Lashon Hara, you could stick your fingers in your ears and you won't burst your ear. Drums, right, things like that. But over here we just talk about why they're separate from each other. So each one has a halachic function. Zu zeres, the pinky is a zeres, and therefore it measures a shear of a zeres for the choshen. Zu kmitza, the second finger, not the first one, is the kmitza. So you see clearly that the kmitza is not all five fingers width, because it only starts with the second finger. And then zu ama, the middle finger is the ama, because the way to measure an ama is from the elbow until the top of the middle finger. Zu etzba. This one is the etzba. The pointer is the etzba, and that's that has its own function for the kohen to stick his finger in the dam when he needs to be maza be'etzba'o. And zu godel, and the thumb is the godel, and that is important to know for the bo and yad of a mitzora, where we put all of the dam and the oil on a mitzora. So that's on bo and yado, bo and raglo. So that's the functionality of a godel. But the point is that you see, you don't use all five fingers for the kmitza. mitzvah. So I could just say kedekamtzi inchi. So it says Gemara ella lahashlos. No, we do use all five fingers, because if you take three fingers full of flour and oil, but if some sticks out, so then you need the other two fingers to even it out, to sort of knock out whatever extra is sticking out along the sides. Now the exact shear of an amma is an interesting discussion. The Chazon Ish has a shear amma that's 58 centimeters. You have to be a giant. I mean, from here to the top of from the elbow to the top of the middle finger, 58 centimeters seems unrealistic. So the Chazon Ish was aware of this, obviously, and he talks about the different types of ammas, and it's not clear that there's an amma bas chamisha tvachim, amma bas shisha tvachim. There's a larger amma than that, even. So an amma is not a universal shear that's the same everywhere. Now, interesting, Zu Godel, the Ben Yoyada raises the question, why do we start with the Zeres and finish with the Godel? Meaning, L'chara, I would have started with the thumb, right? Why do we start with the pinky when describing, it's a hara, I don't know, I never would have asked such a kasha. Ben Yoyada asked such a kasha. So he explains that the Teretz makes it worth it. He explains that when a person gives something to somebody else, normally they go like this with the palm of their hand down, and the top of their hand up, which means that their pinky is furthest away from them. So the Zeres is the first thing that the other person sees when you're giving to them. When you're taking from somebody else, the first thing they see is your Godel. And he says the person's job is to be more of a Mashpia than a Mekabel, is to be more of a Nosin than a Mekabel. So we start every discussion with the Zeres, because from the perspective of the recipient, the first thing he's going to see is the Zeres of the of the Nosein. So that's what the Ben Yoyada suggests. He also says, based on what the Shlach HaKadosh writes, that Shlach HaKadosh writes that the ten etzbaos are connected the Aseres HaDibros. So the Zeres of the right hand is connected Anochi, and you go in order. So he says, so we start with the first of the Aseres HaDibros, but whatever that means, that there's some deeper thing going on over there. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Hey Chiyavid, so what do you do? How do you do this process of kmitza? So Amar Rav Zuchi Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav Chof Hashalosh Shesposav Hashemegia Al Pas Yado. You bend over your three fingers until it goes over the palm of your hand, v'kometz, and you take that whatever's inside. Tanya Nami Yachi Malo Komtzo Yachol Mevoratz Talmud Lomar Bikomtzo. You might think that you're supposed to take a heaping and it's supposed to stick out. No, Bikomtzo, whatever's inside the kometz. Tosus points out that we darsh in the pasuk Bik. So not that it shouldn't be mevoretz, but then on the few tests, we can have another drasha that you're not supposed to make a midah lekometz. That bekomtzo we darshan to teach that you know one might have said instead of figuring it out every time, why don't we have an expert do a kmitza and then we'll know exactly what a shear kmitza is and make kalim measuring cups that are exactly that size and then we'll be able to do kmitza that way. So no, the Gemara is going to say later on you can't do that. You can't make a midah lekometz. It has to actually be done with the hand. So Tosus points out that l'chora, we're making two drushes from the same word. How does that work exactly? Haksava Kabbalah on the Chumash in Vayikra Perek Vav says that the word the letter beis in bikomtzo has two mashmaos. It means bo velo ba'acher, and it also means bitocho velo chutzalo. So he said that's the profundity of the Hebrew language. That's the complexity of the Hebrew language. Bo velo ba'acher means dafka in your kmitza, not in some kli that you make, and betocho and not chutzalo means that it can't be borates, that it can't stick out. Okay, o bekomtzo yachol barashay etzbaosav. You might think that it's you stick your hands in with your fingers down. Tamalom melo komtzo haketzad. So how do you do it? Chof eshalosh etzbaosav al pas yado bekomitz. You cover over the three fingers over the palm of your hand and your komitz. B'machvas b'marcheshes. The pasuk tells us that you do the komitz with machvas and marcheshes, which is interesting because those are baked karbanos, those are cooked karbanos. So it's a little bit harder to do a kmitza. Rashi points out, third to last skinny line, de'la'achar shein afuyin poses on v'kometz. You have to crush them after they're baked, and then you take a kometz. So hilkach ef shalapos on dakos kolkach, but it's hard to get it back to like the dakos of flour. Flour, it's much easier to do kmitza because you'll get the exact amount. But machvas marchesh, it's not going to be exactly. So what do you need to do? Mochik begoldo milamala betzpo katana milamata. That's where the other two fingers come into play, because it's likely that you're going to have pieces sticking out that you're going to need to rub off to smooth out about the kmitza. Vizuhi avodah kasha shebimigdash, and this is avodah kasha shebimigdash. Says Tosfos, the mandyam parakelu menachos shemachzirin the sultan ain a kasha yosem min chasolas. You know, the Gemara over here says that to do this on a machvas marcheshes is avodah kasha shebimigdash. Tosfos says it really depends on what you do with the machvas marcheshes after you bake it. If you grind it back down to being the size of flour mamish, so then it should be no more challenging than any other carbon mincha. But if you don't grind it down to be mamish the size of flour, then it is more challenging than other carbonos mincha. So he says, El Savar L'Kamad Yamashay Mechalka L'Shnayim U'Shnayim L'Arba. Our Gemara that assumes it's Avodah Kasha Mikdash must hold that we don't grind it down to mamish be like flour again, to the dakos of flour. We just fold it over a couple times and break it in that way. So says the Gemara, but still, Kamitza, that's the Avodah Kasha Mikdash, Zehu V'Sulo, only Kamitza, nothing else. Vahika Malika, what about Malika? Ve'ika Chafina, what about Chafina? So what's Chafina? Chafina is when the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim has to take two handsful of Ketores in order to burn the Ketores. So it's very hard to do, because he's got to come with a shovel full of Ketores, he's got to come with a shovel full of ashes, and he's got to somehow pour the Ketores into his hands while holding the shovel that's holding the spoon that's holding the Ketores, and pour it into two handsful. So the Gemara says he does it with his teeth and he tips it over. Like, it's not easy. So that's one of the Avodas Kashos Shebemigdash. So says Gemara, Elazubi may Avodas Kashos Shebemigdash. We don't mean to say that it's easy to do Chafina or it's easy to do Malika. We're saying this is one of the Avodas Kashos Shebemigdash. This is Machlokas Rishonim. What's so hard about Malika? What the unique challenge of Malika is? Tells the Masechus Yoma writes that Malika in Yomadaf Memtes, that Malika is Avodas Kasha because there's Sar to the Kohen to be molik b'tziporno and to cut the mafrekas of the bird with his fingernail. I mean, it's painful to push that hard with your fingernail. The Mi'iri says, well, there's a difference between an olas ha'of. An olas ha'of, you have to be mavdil the rosh from the guf. You have to totally sever the head from the body. A chatas ha'of, you're not allowed to separate the head entirely from the body. Malik of an olas ha'of is hard because you have to cut with your fingernail the mafrekas without cutting the rov basar, because if you cut the rov basar before you get to the simanim, you have already turned it into a nevela. So that's very challenging to do. By a chatas ha'of, where you don't need to be mavdil the rosh from the guf, it's not as hard, and it's kasha, but not as kasha shebemigdash. The Shirin Gwetza says no. The challenge of Malika is that you're also holding the bird with that same finger. So you're doing multiple activities with the same hand and the same finger. So that's what makes it challenging. Okay, I'm Rav Papa. Pshitali, Rav Papa says what's obvious to me is that Malo Komtso Kitakamtsi Inshi. Malo Komtso means the way people would take a handful of things. As Rashi writes, Kitakamtsi Inshi in the third white line, Machnes Tzidei. You put the sides of your fingers in like a karate chop into the kli, v'dochek b'kemach, and you force it down into the flour, v'kemach nichtnas b'toch yado, and then the kemach will come into your hand, and then you close your fingers. So, bayi Rav Papa, kamatz b'rashi etzbosav mai. What if you do the kmitza b'rashi etzbosav? You put your fingers first into the, face down, fingers down into the kli that way. What's the din? Minatzta din mai. Or what if you put the gav yado ala kemach? You put the back of your hand down on the flower and let the flower come through that way. Mimata lamala mai. What if you do it mimata lamala? Says Rashi, mimata lamala shehichnis etzbaosav bekemach v'gavayad kenegra kemach v'komit. That you put your we changed it on the side. Rashi etzbaosav. You put the tips of your fingers in the kemach. You sort of slide it in there, and then the flower just comes into your fingers. So take it. The Gemara says in all these cases where you didn't do it exactly right, we don't know whether it works or not. Amrav Papa Pshita Lima Lo Chafnaf Kedachafni Inshi. Same is true by the Chafina that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom HaKippurim, that it's Kedachafni Inshi, the way people take two hands full, the way people cup their hands and take together. By Rav Papa Chafan Brashe Etzbos of Mahu. What if you do Brashe Etzbos of Minat Stad and Mahu? Chafan Bezu Bezu carbon zuay till zuma. What if you take two handfuls and then you just put them together and hold your hands together? Teku. So the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. The Rambam paskins that in all these sveikos, if you do it in these ways, hurtza, that it works, that it acts, the carbon actually works. So the Yar Sameach explaining the Rambam, he says, yeah, because the Rambam holds that any time we're left with a suffix in dine kachim, if you're makter that way, if you do the avodah that way, it's hurtza. Why? Because this is Rambam l'shitasa and one of the more famous Rambams. The Rambam holds that suffix midaraisa l'chumra is a din midrabanan. That on a daraisa level, suffix daraisa should be l'kula. So since these things remain a suffix, so midaraisa they go l'kula, and the rabbanan were never machmir by kachim. The rabbanan were only machmir by shari surim, but not by kachim. Says Gemara Vayter, by Rav Papa, davke l'komets bidafneha demana mai. What if you stick the komets on the wall of the kli? The normal way to do it is to put the komets into the kli shares. But over here, you decided to do something different. You stick the kmitza onto the wall of the kli. So what exactly does that mean? You stick the kmitza onto the wall of the kli. Four shitos in Rishonim. Rashi says it means that the kli has a primary base kibbel, but when you turn the kli over, there's a little base kibbel on the reverse side of the kli as well. And that's where you put the kmitza. Because you can't defy gravity, right? So it has to be something that works. So when you turn it upside down, you put the kmitza into the base kibbel on the reverse side. Tosa says, no, it's a kli that like a soft kli that could be turned inside out. So you turn the kli inside out, and you do you put the kmitza in the kli in such a way inside out. Shittim Gubet says, quotes a Rashi from Ksav Yad, that you turn the kli upside down, and you're madbik the komitz bekarkos hakli mitocho, that the kmitza is oil and flour, so it's a little sticky. So you manage to stick it into the right part of the kli, the right spot on the kli, but it's defying gravity, because you're sticking it, because the kli is upside down. That's how he explains. The Rambam in Psulei Mekdash in Parakid Aleph explains that the Gemara Shaila is about the Maisa Kmitza, not about the Kiddush HaKometz, that you turn the kli upside down as a way of catching the kmitza, rather than, meaning everything we've been discussing until this point in the Gemara has been about the maisa kmitza, not about what you then do with it, putting it into the next kli shares. It's about the maisa kmitza itself, and that's how the Rambam seems to understand as well, that you turn the kli upside down in order to get some of the flour and oil to get the kmitza in the first place. So the Gemara Shaili is toch kli be'inon ve'ika. Do you need the inside of a kli, and you have that? This is toch kli odilma hanah. Or maybe you need a hanacha in the kli, and you don't have that. This is not considered a hanacha in the kli. Teku, the Gemara leaves this unresolved as well. Boy mar barava ashi havche lemana v'davke lekometz ba'ar isa demana mai. What if you turn the kli upside down, and you stick the komets on the ar isa demana? And I'm sorry, all those pshatim are on this line of the Gemara. I said it all wrong. Before we were talking about you stick it on the wall, on the side wall of the kli. All those pshatim are on this line. You stick it on isa demana. What's the din? Hanacha betocha b'inan v'ika. Odilma kitikno b'inan v'leka. Do you need hanacha betocha and you have hanacha betocha? Or no, you need to do it normally and you don't have that. Teku, that the Gemara leaves unresolved. That the Gemara doesn't have a resolution to. An interesting ha'ara. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us that a shofar that you are mitzapeh with gold on the mouthpiece of the shofar is going to be possible. You're not yotzei yichiyav of tkiya shofar in Rosh Hashanah. We pass this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. One might think that they're doing a nice thing. They make the shofar more beautiful, hider mitzvah, whatever. No good. In the Chalkas Yoav, in Aruch Chaim Siman Gimel, he asks, there's a klal. That anything that's there for beautification purposes is not going to be a chatzitza. So by the tzipoy zav, which is made to beautify the shofar, it shouldn't be a chatzitza on the pad. The tkiya really should be kosher. So what's the pshat in that gemara that putting the gold on the mouthpiece of the shofar is a problem? So the Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva in Aruch Chaim Siman Taflam and Gimel, he's Miyashev, that the shofar that's Mutsubazav is not possible because of Chatzitza. It's possible because the Tokeya has to be touching the shofar. And whenever there's a requirement of Negiya Mamish, it doesn't help to avoid Dinei Chatzitza. Meaning Dinei Chatzitza, that's an issue in Halacha. Is this a Chatzitza? But whenever there's a requirement of Negiya, it's beyond Dinei Chatzitza. You have to actually be touching it. And based on that, he explains the Ramban. The Ramban writes that from Tzipo Zov we learn that if the Tokeya is Marchik, his mouth from the shofar, I don't know how one would pull this off, but somehow he blows into the shofar from some distance. He doesn't put his mouth on the shofar itself. So if he does that, he's not Yotze, the Ramban writes. So Lechora, why not? You know, how can you learn that from Tzipo Zov? Tzipo Zov is a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar. Air is not a chatzitza. So he says, no, because it's a din in negiya. It's not a din in chatzitza. It's a totally separate din. And he says, you find elsewhere, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in Shnos Chaim, in Tshuva Shnos Chaim, in Hilchos Tam, he was asked about someone who wants to put on Tefillin Shel Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time, but the batim are a little bit too large, so he wants to do it in such a way that the titura of one of the Tefillin should be over the Ma'abarta of the other Tefillin. The Ma'abarta is the part where the Ritzua goes through. So he wants the box of one of the Tefillin to like be resting on the Ma'abarta of the other Tefillin. So if Shlomo Kluger says it's Asur, one of the Tainos is that by Tefillin, you can't say Min Bemino Eino Chol, because by tefillin it needs to be ala rosh dafka, meaning you need negiya mamish. So what does it have to do with our Gemara? In the Sefer Kochav Miyakov, the Chuvas Kochav Miyakov, I believe the Kochav Miyakov is the father of the Chubina Rav. So in the Kochav Miyakov, he quotes the same svara in the name of the Birkei Yosef, between negiya versus chatzitza, and he says from our sugya we see the opposite, that the Gemara is a suffik if you're madbik the komets on the side of the kli, and the suffik is that when you're makadish the komets, does the komets need to be in the Sachtis HaKli, or even in the Avir HaKli is also good enough. Now the Gemara and Dav Zayin said that if you're Machzir the Komets to the Kli that you took the Kmitza from, then you could be Makadish the Komets that way, right? We had a whole discussion. If you take the Kmitza and you put it back in the original Kli Shares, that it's going to be Makdish it. That's what the Gemara said. And Tosos writes that even though, what do you mean you're going to be Makdish it? The Shirayim are still in the original Kli and they're Mafsik between the bottom of the Kli. No, it's not considered a Chatzitza, because the Shirayim are min bemino. So you see that even according to the Tzad, that Avir HaKli, the Kometz is not Miskadesh, and it has to be Dafka in the Sachtis HaKli, but you still see that when there's a Chatzitza of min bemino, it's considered that it is in the Sachtis HaKli. So it's unbelievable, meaning everyone seems to agree that when you put it back into the original Kli, there's no problem. It's as if it's already in the Sachtis HaKli, even though there's actually stuff in between. But Avir HaKli, by sticking and slapping it along the wall of the Kli, that's not considered to be that it's besach desakli, and all there is air in between. So you see that that's even worse. So that's an interesting maramakom that the kochem when you're learning menachos yid aleph, okay, it's easy. But the kochem Yaakov, you know, they were discussing Hilchos Shofar, they were learning Rosh Hashanah to come up with this bekiyus. Pretty interesting. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Ketzad uosa. So what does he do in order to take the kmitza? Poshit disposal of el pas yado. He bends his fingers over his palm. Riba shmana chasr shmana. If he has too much oil or too little oil, chisa levonasa, or he has not enough levona in the carbon, so psula, the whole thing is going to be puzzle on account of that. So says the Gemara, hechidami riba shamna, amar blazer kun shehifrishla shne lugin. He designated two lugin of oil for that carbon mincha. So now it makes it look like it's two menachos. Says Gemara, lukma kagon to arivba. Shemen dechulin, or shemen de chavirta. Why do you have to say that he separated two lugan and designated both for this carbon mincha? Why do you say riba shamnas? He brings in some other oil. He brings in chulin oil. He brings in oil from another carbon. So v'chitem, and if you say shemen dechulin v'shemen de chavirta lo pasal, then no, that wouldn't actually pasal. So mincha schote de pasal v'shemen hechi mishkachsa. If that wouldn't pasal, then how would you ever have shemen pasaling a mincha schote? Idida. What, you're going to
can say you were makdish more oil l'shem a minchas chotei. There is no oil in a minchas chotei. There's no such thing as being makdish oil l'shem a minchas chotei. And either chulin udechavirta. And but if the oil is coming from chulin from chulin, or it's coming from another karm mincha, hamer lo pasul. You just said that wouldn't pasul it. So Reb Lazar lomi bayi kam. Reb Lazar would say no lomi bayi chulin udechavirta the pasul. He's not saying that if you bring oil from chulin or from another carbon, that's okay. No, he's saying that's obviously possible. You might have thought it's better if you're mafresh to lug, and therefore it's not possible. That's what he's telling me, even that's possible. How does Reb Lazar know that shemen that possible is a mincha is if you mix even shemen that was hufresh lishma? Amrav masnisen kashisei. Ma'iritani riba shamna. Listen, riba la shemen. Why does it say you're marbe it's shemen? Just say you're marbe shemen. Even though this shemen was designated for this carbon, nevertheless, it's still going to be possible. We said if you have not enough levona, it's possible as well. If let's say you have so little levona, you have just one granule of levona left. So psula al shnei kratin ksheira div Rabbi Yehuda. But if you have two left, then it's kosher according to Rabbi Shimon. Omar al karet echad ksheira pachas mikam psula. No, all you need is one granule of levona left, and that's good enough. Va'atanya koma to levon shechaser kol shu pasul. But don't we have a brisa that says not that way? A brisa says that according to Rabbi Shimon that even if it's chaser kol shu, it's going to be pasul. So against what we said that you could even have. That it's only possible if it's pachas from a karet. It says tani karet levona shechaser kol shu pasul. No, it doesn't mean anything less than a komet. The brisa means anything less than a karet is going to be possible. V'ibay seima kan b'levona haba im a mincha, or it could be the first brisa is talking about the levona that comes along with a mincha, and if it's chaser and it's just has one karet, it's kasher, but less than a karet is possible. Kan b'levona haba b'fnei atzma, but when the levona is brought independent of a carbon mincha, then the shir is a kemitza. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Machlokas B'Davar. It turns out that there are three shitos. Remeir Savar Kometz Batchila VeKometz Batzov. That at the time of the kemitza, you need to have in the kli a full kometz of Lavona, and even at the time of the haktara, you need a full kometz of Lavona. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kometz Batchila. At the time of the kemitza, you need to have a full kometz of Lavona, but Shnei Kratin Basov. At the end, by the time of the haktara, you only need Shnei Kratin. Rabbi Shimon Sover, Kometz Betchila, V'Koret Echad Basov. You need a Kometz Betchila, but you only need one Koret left at the end. Ushloshim Mikra Echad Darshu. They all three Darshin from the same Pasuk. There's Kala Levona Asher Ala Mincha. Rameir Sover Adi Isa Levona, Dikva Badi Mincha Meikara. Rameir holds that you need all of the Levona that were originally designated with this Karb Mincha. Rabbi Yudu Sover, Kol V'Afilu Chad Koret. Kol means Afilu Kol Shehu. That's how we know Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, right? Because Kol Nevela it says not to eat. So we darshan Afilu Kol Shehu. That's the idea of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. I heard from Rav Zolti, Rav Sal Zolti's son, is a Rav in Yerushalayim. I heard him when I was there. V'rachem Yechaper Avon V'lei Shchus V'lei Yer Kol Chamaso. So Kol is Afilu Kol Shehu. If Kol meant the entire thing, but we're happy with a little bit of God's anger. So that's a kol is even a kol shu afilu korat. Ace l'rabos korat acher. Rabbi Shimon ace l'darish, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't darshin from the extra ace to tell us that we have a second korat that we could have in there. V'am Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef, V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokas b'levona haba ima mincha. The whole machlokas is with the levona that comes together with the mincha. B'levona haba b'fnei atzma divrei kol kometz b'tchila v'kometz b'sof. But if you have a levona that comes independently, then for sure you still need a kemitza at the end. And that's why the pasuk says asher ala mincha, that this whole drasha that we made about how much you need left at the end is only when it's ala mincha, when it's together with a korban mincha, but not when it's independent. If you have the levon of the lechem aponim that's brought in spoons, then you need a kmitza in each of the bezicha levona, and that kmitza needs to be there at the shas hektara as well. Says Mar Pshita, isn't that obvious? No, mal detemik even the bade lechem asya kasher ala mincha danya chamash milan. You might have thought that since it's brought together with the lechem, it's considered ala mincha, so chamash milan that it's not considered ala mincha. Pligaber Rav Yami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha chadam or machlokes b'levona haba mincha v'levona haba b'fnei atzma divrei hakol komitz b'chiv v'komitz b'sof v'chadam or machlokes b'zu kach machlokes b'zu. That's a machlokas, whether the same machlokas applies even when the levona is brought independently. Chisa levona subsula, we said if you have less than a levona it's possible, hayasir kshere, implying a little extra is kosher. Vatanya yasir psula, but having extra is possible. So amar amin barcham agon shehifrish lashnei kematzin. We're talking about that you're mafrish two kematzim of levona, that's way more. That's where it's going to be possible, but a little extra is not possible. Vamar amin barcham hifrish lashnei kematzin vavarechem and kodem kmitza. Let's say you're mafrish shnei kematzim, but one of them was gone before you even did the kmitza. Lo hukbu, then it never became part of the carbon, and therefore your carbon's fine. But achar kmitza, if the second one only got lost after the kmitza, hukvu, it already became part of the carbon, and the carbon's therefore possible. Vamar amir chama hifrish arba kmatzin l'shnei vezichin, four kmitzas for the two vezichin levona. Va'avdu shnayim, and two of them got lost. Again, kodem silik vezichin, if it's before the parallel of the kmitza by the lechem apanim, lo hukvu, never became part of the lechem apanim, therefore it's kasher. Lachar silik vezichin hukvu. But if it happened after the parallel of the kmitza, which is the silik bezichin, then it became part of the carbon, it's going to be possible. Hasu lamali haynu hach. Isn't this exactly the same halacha just expressed in the world of lechem apanim? Now, mal detema, kivin debaru komitzida, kivin shigiz manu leparka kaman de pirkadama, kamash mulan. I might have thought lechem apanim is different because you always knew initially exactly what was going to be the levona, the kmitza. So I might have thought it's even when the time came for it, it's as if it was already done. Kamash mulan, that it's not as if it was already done, it's the same din. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.